what is right, and it's the right time now to stop the deportation as we, as President Obama approaches over 2 million people being deported under his administration. That's why we're doing what we're doing.
You and others there have expressed a willingness to be taken into custody if need be.
That's true, and this is not something I take lightly. I've been arrested before 30 years ago, and it was simply for driving while black, essentially, with two of my brothers in California. So I know what it is to be detained and to be handcuffed, and it's not a good experience. There are others who are even at more risk by being arrested. As a bishop of the church, this is not a minor issue when it comes to our prayers and our pressing for comprehensive immigration reform and for our president to do what he has the authority to do, and that is to stop all of these deportations.
As you are there in Washington, what can we do here in Iowa to support you in the midst of your witness?
I think we can pray in Iowa and try to practice true hospitality every opportunity we get. And we have a lot of opportunity in Iowa to really practice hospitality and also to press our own elected representatives to Congress to stop the deportation and to work on true comprehensive immigration reform that provides a pathway for many of our neighbors who have been here for a long time.